Thanks for joining me on episode 925 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Mark Hirschberg. I encourage you to invest in yourself, your organization, and others around you to positively impact the world by using your time and your talent to make this world a better place. Having the skills to succeed in your career or your business is key. One way to do this is to listen to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Mader.
If you actually go through these seven questions and really think about your answers, think about how you see the world when it comes to money. Which of these things do you answer and how do you answer them? The truth is that if you answer, for instance, that making money makes you bad, greedy, or selfish. Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world. In today's episode about investing in others through stewarding your treasures, I talk with you about the seven types of money beliefs that we all often have. I share how being aware of these beliefs is valuable and helps you a lot. And I also talk about how these beliefs can be changed and adapted if you need to. As we talk about stewarding your treasures, wouldn't it be great if you could support this podcast and do it without costing yourself an extra dime? Turns out you can. All you have to do is use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon when you're ready to make a purchase via Amazon, and a small commission will come back to support the show. If you enjoy the show when you're ready to buy from Amazon, just use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon. Similar to how yesterday we were talking about locus of control, there's also beliefs that we have that we develop over time about money. And these beliefs affect, again, ourselves and how we relate to others when it comes to our money and our money relationships. When you look into the world, we have a reality that's out there, but we also have a reality that's filtered through our perceptions. And we try to match our internal beliefs with external reality, and we have a tendency to interpret what we feel, what we hear, what we see, and filter them through those internal beliefs. And it affects how we see the world. It affects how we recognize truths when it comes to things. So I came across an article about seven types of money beliefs, and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was an interesting take. So here are those seven beliefs, and then we'll talk about them a little bit. Number one, am I worthy and deserving of money, wealth, and financial success? Number two, is it wrong or evil to make money? Number three, do I have the skills and abilities to become a millionaire? Or am I smart enough to become rich? Is my past hindering me from becoming wealthy? Can I keep the money I make? And will making money turn me into a bad, greedy, or selfish person? If you actually go through these seven questions and really think about your answers, think about how you see the world when it comes to money. Which of these things do you answer and how do you answer them? The truth is that if you answer, for instance, that making money makes you bad, greedy, or selfish, then recognize you're going to have a barrier all of the time around making money. Because by making it, you're creating a self-fulfilling prophecy that you'd be bad, greedy, or a selfish person. If you don't believe that you can keep the money that you make, then why bother making money? If you feel like your past choices keep you from having any future successes, then why would you bother? If you feel like you're too stupid or don't have the skills and abilities to become wealthy, then again, you won't work at it. If you feel like it's wrong or evil, that money is the root of all evil, and by the way, that's not what that passage says, then again, you won't do it. And if you feel like you're undeserving or unworthy of success, you also won't do it. And don't get me wrong, I'm not sitting here and saying that making money is the only measure of success or even the most important. But I have seen people who want to do better with their money, who are working to budget, to get out of debt, to achieve goals that they've set forward. And when it comes down to it, they have beliefs around these seven areas that are holding them back because they feel that they're not worthy. They tend to undervalue themselves. They tend to not be able to go out there and put themselves forward because they feel that people who make money are evil. They don't want to associate with people that have money and they don't want to make money themselves. All of these are negative beliefs that can hold us back from success. And again, just like the locus of control, we can also recognize these beliefs in other people. Because the truth is, again, as a coach, I run into people all the time who have negative self-beliefs in all of these areas. It comes up frequently, I would actually say often, because I think we're raised in a culture where many of these money beliefs are out there in the culture each and every day. We're being exposed to them all the time. Money is not something that we talk about very often in polite culture. And because of that, we don't notice when others have those negative beliefs. So recognizing these and being aware of them can be valuable not only for yourself and your own relationships with money, but also for helping others develop better money beliefs. And just like yesterday, you can begin to change these beliefs if you need to. First step, of course, is becoming aware of them. That's why answering these questions is important. But once you're aware, you can begin to work by yourself or with someone else to examine that external reality again, to look at, is this actually true? Is there something happening that happens to be untrue around this? Do you know anyone who has money who's not evil or not greedy? Do you know anyone who actually is able to keep their own money? And if so, what does that tell you about that truth for you? How does it make that reality different than maybe the reality that you think? Because remember, it's about the alignment between the external reality and your internal beliefs, and then recognizing that you can shift your internal beliefs if they're wrong, if that relationship is unhealthy. You have that power because this is something that is within your locus of control, like we talked about yesterday. Thanks for listening. Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you like this episode on the stewardship of treasures, you can sign up for our treasures tips by going to inspiredstewardship.com/treasures or text in the U.S. 44222 treasures tips. And we'll send you 5 weeks of our best tips on stewarding your treasures. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.